Dave, tell us about this amazing engine, this little engine, a propulsion for spacecraft.
That's right. A rocket has been developed that could get a space probe from low Earth orbit all the way to the moon with using just 100 grams of fuel. Now, we're not talking Apollo missions here. We're talking nanosatellites, very small satellites, maybe only a kilogram in weight.
But with modern-day electronics, I mean, you can pack a lot of science or a lot of technology into just a kilo, can't you?
Yeah, they're getting very fashionable at the moment. They're not good for things like telescopes where you need something very, very large, or a communication satellite where you need a lot of power. But there are many questions which are very much better answered by lots of small satellites, or just much cheaper with small satellites.
Things like gravity fields or magnetic fields. And things like that, for example.
Yeah, that's right. Or even exploring a planet. You might not be able to do the in-depth detail, but if you want to look over a large area, it's a lot better to use small probes rather than one big one.
And how much does a big one cost?
Well, the big ones, you're talking a couple of $100 million, whereas these small ones, maybe even only $500,000. So much, much cheaper. And they can piggyback on the ride with another satellite going up there. So the launch costs are a tiny fraction of a major satellite.
So what's holding back the field at the moment? Why aren't we seeing droves of these nanosatellites out there swarming through space and doing these sorts of studies at the moment?
Well, at the moment, there isn't really a practical rocket for them. Chemical rockets are very, very heavy and involve gases and big valves and things like that. There are rockets called ion rockets, which essentially throw the stuff out the back 10 times faster than a chemical rocket, which means you get 10 times as much thrust for every kilogram of fuel. And because you don't have to carry so much fuel, you don't need as much fuel, and it all gets much better. But those tend to use xenon gas, and containing that, you need big, heavy containment systems, and also you need valves, and it's quite difficult to shrink.
These are these iron drive engines, aren't they? That I think Smart 1 was one of the first examples, and that went to the moon. It crash landed into the moon eventually when it ran out of fuel fairly recently. But that idea is, as you say, you take xenon gas and you ionise the gas so it has a positive charge, and you accelerate it, using electricity to then give the particles some momentum so they're then thrown out of the back of the craft.
Yeah, you're essentially using energy from the solar cells. You're not having to take the energy with you, which makes it much lighter. And then you throw these ions out the back incredibly fast. So you get a lot of push for every gram of fuel.
Well, that sounds good. But like you say, heavy gas cylinders, lots of valves and things. What's the alternative, though?
Well, a Dutch company called EFPL has managed to build an ion thruster which is only 200 grams. They've done it by not using the xenon gas. They've been using something called an ionic liquid. This is essentially a liquid made up of positive charges and negative charges. If you melt salt up to sort of 600-700 degrees centigrade, that's an ionic liquid, but there are other ones which will stay liquid down to the minus 100 degrees centigrade, the cold in space. And also they just don't evaporate because of this very strong attraction between the positive and negative charges. So even in a vacuum, you can just have it sitting there in a bottle and it's very, very easy to deal with.
So it's basically the same thing as the iron drive engines we've had before, except instead of using a gas like xenon gas, you use one of these ionic liquids and you throw the liquid out of the back, having accelerated it, and that pushes your craft along.
There's a couple of other neat things which they've got. One is they don't need any pumps to move it around because they're just using capillary action. So a bit like if you put a cloth into water, the way the water pulls up, they're just using those forces. They're also making their rockets absolutely tiny using the similar technology used for make a computer chip. And instead of just throwing out the positive ions, they're going positive, then negative, then positive, then negative. And the thrust is very, very small, and the equivalent of about a square centimetre of paper on Earth, but it can keep on firing for years. So one of these, on 100 grams of fuel, could get a kilogram probe to the moon. You could send them further out to Mars, and it would be very fascinating to see what science could come from these kind of probes in the future.
What an ingenious idea.